This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Seven o'clock hour, here we go. My name is Garrett Chapman. You're coming off the bench with me. Chris Thomas off gallivanting across somewhere. I don't know what exactly he's doing.
He's stealing the Jersey Shore this weekend.
How about that? Did he take the lady up?
He took the lady up there to the Jersey Shore this weekend.
Good for him. I've never actually traversed the beautiful Jersey Shore. Can't say I've ever been so blessed to do something like that. But hey, Chris Thomas is up there taking the lady up there. I know he's at his neck of the woods. And I'm sure they're having a grand old time. So I'm holding it down for him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, trying to take the night shift. First time actually doing it during the week, Oren, by the way. So this is a kind of a cool opportunity for me. So give me a follow at GJeffATL on Twitter, at Oren Romain, right? Is that correct? At Oren Romain on Twitter. I should have looked that up before I said anything. But, you know, guesswork sometimes makes the dream work.
Good guess, yeah.
Hey, man, that's a pretty good guess there from me. We got a lot to get into here in this hour. I've got J.D. Piquel. We're going to continue our college football discussion. He was actually the seat right next to us at SEC Media Days. He'll join us at 7:40. He's with On3 Sports. And Falcons fantasy players. I got a fantasy football draft coming up in about 30 minutes. So I'm going to do this draft, trying to do it while I'm in between takes. Fortunately, it's a dynasty draft, so it's not too much going on with it. It's not a lot of moving parts, and I only have three picks anyway, so not a lot to get into. But I'll tell you some Atlanta Falcons that you need to keep on your fantasy football radar. Plus, we got an audio overload. We'll hear some more sound from SEC Media Days. And we got an NFL pick six coming up here in about 5 minutes. But in the meantime, the Atlanta Hawks, they've been one of the more interesting teams this summer. Not just in Atlanta, but across the NBA. They made a lot of big moves. Kristaps Porzingis, they took advantage of the Boston Celtics and their second apron issues, and we got a very talented player here. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who was he on with? The Midday Show? I'm trying to remember. It was the Midday Show earlier today?
Today, yeah, with Andy Randy.
Yeah, so he was on with Andy Randy earlier today. He makes for a very tantalizing backup shooting guard. Wing, somebody who can come out here and play really good defense. You know, and you look at what they did getting Ace Newell. You look at what they did securing their future. And I think the Atlanta Hawks are in a position now, they're in the better position now than I think they've been in several years. And I think this is the most excited I've been about this franchise since they made the run to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2021. Now, that just feels like forever ago. It's been a long time since the Atlanta Hawks were anyway, a threat in the Eastern Conference. But I think that they're a team who could finish in the top four. If we're being very realistic about what this team can be next season, top five, top four, I think that's very much within the realm of possibility. Because this team is talented. You look at what they could be in the 10 deep rotation. They still have one open roster spot. So they still can go get another guy. I still think they can jump up into the salary tax. Or the luxury tax, if you will. and really go for it. Maybe they make a trade. Maybe they can do that, get some, get an expensive player and get him in here. But we'll see. We'll see. But as far as summer league action goes, it kind of gives you a blueprint of what you can expect from some of these other depth players. And they're 4-0. Does that matter for the regular season or really anything else at all? No, not really. They're going to miss out on the tournament, that little four-team thing that they do, but that's just because of point differential, which, again, whatever, not really that big of a deal. It's just a little less basketball that these guys are going to be able to play. But Asa Newell, number 23 overall pick in last month's draft, flashing some major potential. He's averaging 13.5 points per game, 8 rebounds, 51% from the field. More importantly, 42% from three. He was talking to the media earlier this week, and he was basically saying, hey, he didn't really have much of an opportunity. He was more of a rim runner when he was in college playing at UGA. He's actually able to get into his bag a little bit more. He's able to get onto the perimeter and shoot some three balls. And to this point, he's doing really well. And that's huge. That's huge for this Atlanta Hawks team, because if they can get him to shoot threes, that opens up roster opportunities for Asa Newell.
So he's grown, I would say, as the summer league has gone along. The first game he played, you could tell that maybe there was a little bit of a timidness, but also like he was getting kind of beasted out there. He just looked like he was, you know, there were plays he was making, but he also kind of looked like a guy who was playing in his first sort of pro-level action. As the summer league has gone along, you've seen him be a bit more comfortable. Mm-hmm. You've seen him flutter to the perimeter and shoot that jumper. He had a couple big threes in the second game that they played in. So all in all, I would say that for what you're going to ask of Asa Newell this year, and Ace is not going to be a guy this year, I don't think, that's going to have to play major minutes.
No.
That's not going to happen for him. But, you know, as a guy that might give you 10, 11 minutes or something like that a game, this is what Ace is going to be. He's going to be able to pop him. He's going to be able to pick and pop. He's going to be able to kind of defend the rim, and he'll grab rebounds for you. And then as he gets bigger and stronger and grows into that body, he'll be able to do a whole lot more for you.
Yeah, and that's basically what he's going to do. Maybe he can come off the bench, give you 5 to 10 minutes of action. And if he plays more, that means you probably have some injuries for guys in front of him. So the real optimistic situation for him is that he's probably effectively going to be a two-way player. He's going to be down and playing for the College Park Skyhawks, you know, and, you know, cutting his teeth, getting better, showing improvement. It's what these guys have to do. They're young. And he still needs to show some development. And it's not going to happen in four games during the summer. You know, I mean, people may remember back in 2018 when Trae Young played in the summer league and was just a disaster, terrible. How did that affect him? Well, he started off a little slow when he got to the NBA level in the fall, but then, bam, took off, and he's been the dude ever since.
He didn't hit a three his first game. He went 0 for his first game in the summer league, Trae Young did.
It was terrible. And I think he airballed more than he made. It was terrible. But, again, it doesn't matter. The stats don't matter. What matters is what you see from these guys between the noggin. And speaking of that, Kobe Bufkin, still only 21 years old, guys. He's still just 21. And I think he's finally flashing some of those tools. He can be a backup point guard. He can be the guy who the Hawks took just outside of the lottery a few years ago. And they didn't make a move. They haven't made a move to this point to sign a backup point guard. I mean, Luke Kennard can potentially come off the bench and be a facilitator. I don't think that that's necessarily going to be the primary role that he's going to have on this team. I mean, you could say the same thing about Dyson Daniels, maybe a little bit. I mean, he can take the ball up the court, but you're going to lose a lot when Trae Young's not on the court. So you're really hoping that Kobe Bufkin can come in and be that guy, and I think he's flashing some of those tools. He missed the second half of last year, had the shoulder injury, and that was a bummer, really, because, I mean, he had an opportunity to get some minutes, and he just wasn't able to do it, of course, because he's hurt. But 29 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds in game 1, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block in game 3. You don't need him to come in and be a superhero. You just need him to come in and give you some aggressive minutes at the point guard position. Give Trae Young a break. And I think that's really the most important thing for him. But he's getting to his spots. He's being aggressive. And both of these guys could prove to be valuable pieces for this rotation. You know, they're not going to be guys who are going to be getting 15, 20, 25 minutes a game. But sometimes it's what they do. It's what teams do in that 10 minutes when you don't have your stars on the floor. What does a team do in those minutes? Do they lose games in those minutes? Recently, the Atlanta Hawks have. So that's why guys like Asa Newell and Kobe Bufkin are so important to this team right now. Because this roster hasn't been very deep. You needed Trae Young to go out and be Superman every single night. And if he has an off night, God forbid he scores 12 points and only has 5 assists or something. Hawks are losing that game probably by 25, 30 points. If you have guys who can come off, I call it the weakest link era. It's what we saw with the Indiana Pacers. It's what we saw with the Oklahoma City Thunder. The best teams in basketball right now are deep. And for the first time in my lifetime that I can remember, maybe going back to like that 2015 Hawks team, this team is deep. Very, very deep. Plus, you got a star. So, all right, we got a couple of minutes left. Let's do a quick NFL pick six. All right. Yeah, TJ Watt, that's the big news from this week. Signed a big old contract. 3 years, $123 million. And the thing that I always remember when TJ Watt signs a contract like this or has a big sack is the Atlanta Falcons had a chance to draft his ass back in 2017. They had a chance. They had a chance, and he was on the board, and we needed a pass rusher. We took Tack McKinley. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that fact. But hey, good for him, and it makes for the AFC North. It makes the AFC North look very interesting. I am fascinated with that division coming up to next year because the Pittsburgh Steelers have had a very interesting offseason. You sign TJ Watt to a big old contract, like we talked about. They make a very aggressive trade. They ship out to go bring in DK Metcalf, sign him to a massive contract that, I don't know about that. Good player. Not that kind of good. George Pickens, he's off to Dallas. And then, of course, the biggest thing was Aaron Rodgers. What's he going to be? Cam Hayward, I mean, he kind of crapped on him earlier. He says, sign or don't. We don't want you if you don't want to be here. But this is what Cameron Hayward had to say on Aaron Rodgers earlier.
It just felt like he was bought in and, you know, it worked out for the best. Like, I know sometimes we live in a society where we want things now, but, you know, patience has a way of, you know, paying off. And to now see he's a Pittsburgh Steeler and just walking through the locker room, asking questions, how we do things. He's bought in. And, you know, that's all I can ask for, you know, our quarterback. And as a teammate, you know, I'm excited to go to work with him.
Yeah. So, but can a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, is he enough to fuel what was basically a stumbling Steelers offense last year? That's the reason they didn't win a lot of games. Well, excuse me, that's the reason they couldn't win the big games when they got to the playoffs. They win the same number of games every year. It seems like they're a shoe-in to win 9-10 games. What does that mean if you don't do anything in the playoffs? I don't know. Ask a Steelers fan. But the AFC North, again, like I said, is very interesting. The Steelers, I think, are a shoe-in, like I said, 9-10 games. Makes sense. Caleb Johnson, not our Caleb Johnson, Caleb with a K, played for Iowa. Now he's a running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Really good player. DK Metcalf, who supports him as wide receiver too. Calvin Austin, okay. Not great. But Cleveland Browns, not doing much of their own. You know, the four-way quarterback battle, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel. You got Sanders there. I mean, Shador is a great player, but I don't know, is he going to be enough to potentially jump in here? It's going to be the talk of the town. I don't expect them to be very good. But the defense is elite. And all you really need is competent quarterback play. Can they get that from Joe Flacco for 17 games? No, probably not. That's why he's, you know, on his fifth team in as many years. That's what it seems like. But the Cincinnati Bengals contract distractions with Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart. I mean, Trey Hendrickson might sign a new contract. Maybe. Shamar Stewart, people talked about him going back and playing for Texas A&M. Mike Elko kind of shot that down. But it's just more of the same for the Cincinnati Bengals. But look, they just need to be decent defense. Because Joe Burrow, man, that guy can sizzle on a football field. And he got his pieces back. Chase Brown is back. T. Higgins is back. Mike Gesicki is back. Oh, and that guy, Jamar Chase, he's back too. Talk about guys who signed big old contracts and deserve that money. And that's before we even get to the fact that the Baltimore Ravens are still the class of the AFC North. Might I remind you, no team has ever won the division 3 years in a row. They have a chance to do that this season. Now, it's a young division since 2002. But fact still remains. Their focus is not necessarily on a division title. Their focus is on what they can do when they get to the postseason. Lamar Jackson, 11 turnovers since 2018 in the postseason, the most of anybody in the NFL. I think he's really good. I think he can win the MVP. Some people thought he should have won the MVP last year. That's a discussion for a different time. I think that they're probably they're going to win the AFC North. That's really the biggest thing. All right, when we get back, who's a Falcons player you should be paying attention to in your fantasy football draft? We'll discuss when we get back here. Coming off the bench with me, Garrett Chapman, right here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. My dirty little secret. I still think the Atlanta Braves can salvage something out of the 2025 MLB season. Maybe. We'll see. Spencer Strider just took the mound up there at Truist Park, and he just struck out Aaron Judge. Got two outs here, top of the first inning. Still got a runner on first base. We'll talk a little bit more about them in a little bit, but as for right now, fantasy football. I love fantasy football. It's one of my favorite times of years when we get into draft season. It makes me feel like I'm an NFL general manager. Maybe that's why people like it so much. It's just something, I mean, it's a time to spend with your buddies, and that part's wonderful, but I also like kicking their ass too, you know, and that's pretty much the most consistent thing about fantasy football, you know, because I do this for a living. It's fun. I'm expected to win. but it's always funnier when I don't, honestly, because then they give me so much crap that it doesn't matter. But as far as fantasy football goes, I have a draft that was supposed to be coming up in 6 minutes. But for whatever reason, I have a commissioner who likes to change the rules at the last second. So now it's going to be at 8 o'clock. But I'm talking about the Falcons. I'm talking about the draft. So I do want to talk a little bit more about the Atlanta Falcons and how that kind of correlates to fantasy football. We'll get to an audio overload, kind of continue our SEC Media Days discussion here in just a moment. But as far as fantasy football candidates, I think the Atlanta Falcons actually have a couple. We talked to Joe Patrick at 640. You can go check that out on the Odyssey app. And every position, effectively, on this Falcons offense is figured out. We know who's going to be playing where. The defense has a lot of question marks, of course, but you know what that means? It means the offense is going to have to score a lot of points. So maybe when you're doing these fantasy football drafts, Falcons players may be a little higher than you expect. Because, I mean, you start at the running back position with Bijan Robinson, obviously. I think he's going to be running back one. You get into expectations for Bijan. I think if you draft him first overall, or I don't think anybody's going to blink an eye. No one's going to care. You know, I mean, he's a guy who goes off for 1,800 scrimmage yards last year. I think he can surpass that. And then some, potentially. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to feed him a lot. And he actually surpassed Michael Turner's total from 2008 with 70 fewer touches. He's electric. And I think the next big thing for him is, can he add in these explosive plays? Because you talk about what he was running the ball. He was third in the NFL in rushing last year, but he was way down the list of explosive plays. He'll get to the 15-yard mark. He was really high on the list of 10 to 20-yard runs. I would say he was like second, third, something like that. But what separates the guys like Jahmyr Gibbs and Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry, those guys, they rip off the big one. Bijan still hasn't really unlocked that part of his game yet. He's got the capability. He's got the speed. He's got the lateral quickness. He has the escapability. It's just, for whatever reason, it just hasn't really worked in his favor yet. I mean, he's a good player. But, he'll be RB1. I really think that he has the potential to do that. But elsewhere, Drake London, I think he's an underrated wide receiver one. He had a career-high 9 touchdowns last year. He's got all the physical gifts of a red zone fantasy football stud. Very similar to what you have with Mike Evans. I know it's at a different position, but, I mean, he's got that tight end type of build. You know, he's got a guy who can kind of go up and go get the football. And that makes for a very tantalizing option at the wide receiver position. I think he could be a wide receiver one. Last year, he was wide receiver 5 across all the NFL. Inconsistent quarterback play for 6 of those weeks. Still, he was wide receiver 5. If he can do that again next year, I mean, look, you got Michael Penix. Saw what he was in the final 3 weeks of the season. Maybe that's a look through the looking glass. You can take a sneak peek. You can check your crystal ball. Maybe that's what you can expect moving into next year, because I'm very excited about what he can be. But that's it as far as your top end guys. Maybe some flex dudes. Michael Penix, where does he fall in this? Maybe a bench type of player? I don't know. But your flex guys, Tyler Algier, great handicap to stash. Darnell Mooney, I think he could be another good type of flex player. You know, he had 14 fantasy points 7 times last year. 14 plus fantasy points in PPR. It's crazy to think about. It's kind of flew under the radar. He's firmly in his prime. He's 27, 28 years old, something like that. Ray McLeod, too, if you're in a really big league, I think he had 10 plus points in PPR 6, 7, 8, 9 times. I mean, that's something that, and if you're in a really deep league. But other big question is whether or not you draft Kyle Pitts. I don't know. I'm not a big Kyle Pitts guy. I know I've said that several times on my show on the weekends, but his role is unknown. Maybe Penix unlocks him. Maybe not. I'm not going to hold my breath. All right, let's change the topic. Let's get into a little SEC Media Days. Oren, what do you say? Let's hit an audio overload. Yeah, we don't have to do the audio for it. We'll just jump to some SEC sound. All right. As far as things that I love that I heard at SEC Media Days, I want to start here with Jake Slaughter. I was actually very impressed with a lot of these players, because it's a pretty intimidating place to go to. SEC Media Days has a lot of cameras in your face. There are a lot of people who are asking you very ridiculous questions. I'll get to one in just a second, but people ask you kind of crazy questions. You got a million cameras. You got a lot of bright lights. You got a lot of people looking at you. And these guys got to maintain their cool while also not giving bulletin board material to a lot of other teams. You know, and they're going to go a lot of different directions. And I want to start here with Florida offensive lineman, All-American type candidate. He was just named the first team All-SEC team, Jake Slaughter. He was on with Duke Simbel. And I got a chuckle when we pulled him over to the table. Just the way he kind of stayed composed. I mean, Carl and Mike, I mean, they had their fun with him, but take a listen to what he had to say. That's thick skin, man. Slaughter, I mean, he was a good dude, actually. I chatted with him for a few minutes before he sat down with those guys. And he's a very impressive young man. He's very, very impressive. He's going to be playing on Sundays, no doubt. He's one of the top SEC offensive linemen. And actually, speaking of awkward questions, not coming at Carl Mike either. They're just doing what they got to do. They're just having some fun. But somebody earlier at a different station, I was talking to his sports information director, his SID, if you will. And they were talking about some of the crazy questions that they did hear earlier in the week. And Slaughter was actually asked, you know, what do you like about your biggest rival? So you have to say something nice about the Georgia Bulldogs. And he just stood there for a second, kind of thought, and said, well, I like dogs. Does that count? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, like some of these things that these guys say, it's fun. And look, the number one goal of all of these players is do not give them bulletin board material. And he did a very good job of not doing that. But Garrett Nussmeier, that's a person who a lot of things are going to be expected from in his second year as a starter down there in Baton Rouge with LSU. He discussed some of those expectations of playing at LSU. Take a listen. Yeah, and that's somebody who a lot of things are going to be expected from. He's a potential top five pick in the NFL draft. He's a guy who a lot of people are expecting to bring LSU back to a national championship game because, hey, take a listen. Look at what every second-year quarterback has done at LSU. His second year, Joe Burrow, won a Heisman Trophy, national title winner. Jaden Daniels, number two overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner. Garrett Nussmeier, this is year two, and it's kind of been a theme here for LSU over the last 5, 6, 7 years, that if they get a guy back onto the campus, he's going to have a big year. He's going to have a big year. So we'll see what he actually does. They're actually 0-5, Oren, if you can believe it, in opening week games, and they got Clemson. They head over to the other Death Valley up there in South Carolina. We'll see if they can get things done. That makes for probably the biggest game of week one. I'm very excited for that one, but as far as expectations go, LSU is going to have a lot of them. I mean, Diego Pavia, he's another person that a lot of people had a lot of questions for. He's not as big as you would think. He carries himself in a big way. He's got a big personality, but physically he's not all that big. Kind of interesting, but dude's got a lot of swagger. He wins a lot of games, and he backed up every single one of his comments that he made. Didn't take the bait on the Ryan Williams question. Credit to him for that one, but look, lots of expectations for players and coaches as we move into the SEC regular season. Under 50 days. I don't know the exact number. I'm going to look up the number when we get back, but it's like 42, 43, 44 days until we get SEC football back on our television screens and back in our lives. JD Pickell, he's going to join me. He's from On 3. He sat right next to us and took in all of SEC Media Days. We'll get his reactions and more when we get back. You're coming off the bench with me, Garrett Chapman, right here on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of got repetitive, but it's where we are in the world of college football. I mean, now you got the president talking about how he's potentially going to do an executive order. I mean, it's all crazy. It's mumbo jumbo. It's name, image, and likeness and insanity. You know, and look, the SEC is not going to go to 9 conference games until they choose to do so. Greg Sankey, he understands that the rest of college football wants them to go to 9 games. He understands that fact as well as anybody else. He wants to go to 9 conference games because if they have a 9th conference game, it means they're going to make more money. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. And the reason they haven't done it yet is because they weren't going to pay up, they being ESPN. And if ESPN's not going to pay them for those extra games, why are they going to play it? If they're going to be in a situation where the Big Ten is clamoring and pounding the table for Greg Sankey and the SEC to play that 9th conference game, all right. If I'm Greg Sankey, yeah, what's in it for me? And we'll talk to JD Pickell about that. Let's go out to the Wade4.com hotline. JD, how you doing, my man?
Garrett, long time no see, brother. It's been too long, man. We were neighbors on Radio Row, and now here we are, just full circle, finishing out the week strong, man. Good to hear your voice.
Absolutely, man. It was a pleasure, man. We were battling it out for players and coaches, and it seemed like when one got one, the next one was surely to come right after that. But it was a pleasure, man, working with you a little bit. And I'll ask you that same question. As far as Greg Sankey and moving to that 9th conference game, I feel like that was really the most repetitive question that we heard throughout the course of the week. And then with Tony Petitti's comments about how they're going to stand strong, and then Greg Sankey follows up and says, well, we're going to stand strong. Where did they stand as of right now?
You know, I think we probably are at a standstill until we get some sort of guarantees as to how we're going to evaluate this whole thing. Because I think whether it's right or wrong, and I think it's wrong for the record here, we're not able to have any nuance when we look at the wins and loss totals. Like, for whatever reason, the human brain, when trying to evaluate college football teams, we see that team has more losses than that team, therefore, they must not be as good. But we don't want to do that second-level research and say, oh, they lost to Alabama, and that team lost to insert lesser competition here. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any logic behind that, any reasoning behind that. So until we can get some guarantees, I think if I'm the SEC, I say, okay, we'll take our ball and go home. And it sounds like that almost happened here, I guess one I want to say maybe a year ago in the shadows. But, yeah, I don't think we're moving anytime soon here, Chapman. I'll call you Chapman. Garrett, anytime we got anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, that's just sort of where they stand right now. I don't expect any movement. Not really, not in the next couple of months, but it's a stalemate, and that's fine for right now. I'm fine with the 12-team field. I think it's okay. In fact, I'd rather they get smaller, but that's a discussion for a different time. Do you stand? So I don't think there are 12 teams that are good enough to win a national championship. I just think that's where
there
it
has
stands.
Never been.
Never.
Never
I don't think
been.
They're,
I mean,
they're barely
the
six.
Most, barely. I mean, this is the most wide open it's ever been, and I am stretching myself to find a 9th team that could win the whole thing.
Mm.
Stretching myself. Like, I'm arguing for 9 teams, and in reality, there's probably really like 7 or 8.
Who are your 7 and 8?
7 or 8, I would probably say Georgia, Texas, LSU, Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, Clemson, And then I'm stretching for Alabama here a little
okay.
bit. I think Alabama, given a plus at quarterback, could be in that discussion.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, Ty Simpson, and of course, a lot of people asked Kalen DeBoer about his quarterback. He is the starter. He said that on our show, the morning shift, earlier this week. He said if they were going to start football today, if they were going to play a game on Saturday, that Ty Simpson was going to be a starting quarterback. But what holds them back outside of the quarterback position, just speaking about Alabama?
I thought the way they talked about Alabama in general, I think Alabama, the way they talked about themselves was kind of revealing. Like, to answer your question here, like, nothing? I mean, like, yeah. I guess everything being as it was supposed to be a year ago, like, it's funny. The college football video game should not have a ton of stock put into it. But I do think that the people doing their research on that game do their due diligence. And they had Alabama as the number one ranked team in the game, and we don't even know who the quarterback is. You know, and I think like Ty Simpson wasn't even a top 20 guy in the game, so that tells me everything I need to know about how they're perceived from the outside, from the folks doing their work at EA. If you want to put stock into that, but I think it's growth, I think it's consistency, I think it's all the cliches that coaches love to talk about this time of year. I think it's true for Bama, and I'll say one more thing here: when you look at the games Bama lost a year ago. Mm-hmm. Was there any like talent loss out there? Maybe Tennessee, but like the Vandy loss wasn't a talent loss. Like Oklahoma wasn't more talented than them a year ago. So that just tells me there's got to be some of the other stuff that, you know, we speak to here right now during talking season that has to show itself for Alabama.
Yeah, and I think ultimately if it's any other program other than Alabama, you know, the place that Nick Saban, the greatest coach of all time, you know, just was at, and it was year one of not having the greatest coach of all time. If it was South Carolina, if we're talking about Florida, if we're talking about Tennessee, we're talking about Alabama a lot differently than we are right now. But it's the reality. It's where we are. J.D. Piquel joining me here on the Wade4.com hotline, talking all things SEC Media Days. And we talked a little earlier in the show, J.D., just about how the SEC, in my opinion, is still the best conference in all of college football, but they haven't won the national title game in the last two seasons. Is that something that you see snapping and changing, or do you potentially see this as a trend something that we're going to get more to come from, I don't know, championships from other conferences?
You know, my take has been, I think when we look at the overall landscape, the last 2 years, I think the Big Ten has been the best conference when you look at having the best teams. Now, I say that while also saying I think the SEC has, by a somewhat sizable margin, based on the NFL draft numbers, had the most talent in the conference. And that's kind of where I get frustrated with the, like, remember, Garrett, during the college football playoff rankings arguments we get all the time? Like, mm-hmm. It became a thing where people were talking about the SEC wanting to play hypothetical games. Oh, yeah. And the SEC's unbeaten hypotheticals. And I'm like, I see where you're coming from, and if I had a vested interest and I went to a Big Ten school, and I didn't go to an SEC school, but if I had an interest in another school or another fan base, I probably would say the same thing. But the thing is, like, we've been playing hypothetical games forever in college football. Yeah. Like, we rank teams on a weekly basis that have never played each other. So, like, yeah, I don't apologize for saying, hey, you know what, that conference is massively more talented than it feels like a lot of the other conferences. I'm going to give South Carolina, Alabama, Ole Miss the benefit of the doubt, because they got a lot of dudes that are getting drafted in the first round or getting drafted, period.
Yeah, and that's just the reality of where the SEC stands. And look, they've got 134 first-round draft picks that separates the SEC and the Big Ten between today and 1998 when they expanded to the BCS system. That's not nothing, you know? I mean, the SEC really, in my opinion, still stands a firm head above the Big Ten. But the Big Ten is also the second piece of the pie and a very important piece of the puzzle. And look, they've won the last two national titles, and that's not nothing. But as far as the quarterback position goes, I think that this year in the SEC really makes for a compelling football season. I mean, you go down the line of just the guys, just the top three guys who had the honors during SEC Media Days, the voting, take that with a grain of salt, but it's Lenore Sellers, it's Garrett Nussmeier, it's Arch Manning. And then you go down the line, it's DJ Lagway, a guy like Austin Simmons, who I think is going to be, by the end of the season, one of the more exciting players in college football, and he'll be at the front of a lot of people's minds when it's all said and done. But then you get John Mateer out there at Oklahoma. You have Jackson Arnold. I mean, the SEC at the quarterback position. Marcel Reed. The quarterback position is fascinating, JD.
Oh, it's an interesting thing too about that whole conversation, Garrett, you were speaking to. A lot of these teams that are breaking in new quarterbacks have coaches where the quarterback's kind of been their calling card when it comes to development. Like Lane Kiffin has made his bed being a portal guy, but also being a quarterback guy. Like Sark, I think Arch Manning's going to be great, but like QB Guru is why Arch Manning's at Texas. Kalen DeBoer, like we kind of go down the line here, and I think there's a lot of pressure on these new quarterbacks. I think there is arguably as much
I think we lost JD there. We're going to work to try to get him back in there. Yeah, expectations at the quarterback position are massive. Just absolutely massive. And look, that kind of comes with the territory. But you go back the last couple of years in the Southeastern Conference, and, you know, it's been kind of lackluster. You know, I mean, you've had some Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks at the very top. But after that, a lot of question marks kind of swirl around. And this year is completely different. I mean, I would say that you have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys in the SEC who in any given year would be a first-team All-SEC selection. And you got a guy who has taken 3 starts, like 100, 150, 200 snaps as the starting quarterback. And he's your third-team All-SEC guy over there at Texas with Arch Manning. And that's not a knock on him. He's talented as all get out. He's one of the most talented players in the SEC, one of the many 5-star players who are going to be under center in the Southeastern Conference. But look, I'm really excited about where the SEC stands at the quarterback position. I think it makes for a very compelling 2025 season, because I think if you have really good quarterback play, it makes games more interesting and it keeps more teams in the conversation, especially with a 12-team field and all these teams playing each other. It has a chance to be kind of total carnage when it's all said and done. And I am fascinated with what it's going to be. But where does Gunnar Stockton fall into all this? You know, we talked about Ty Simpson. We talked about some of these other new starters that are across the league, Austin Simmons among them. But when you look at Gunnar Stockton and expectations for the Georgia football program, it seems like he just sort of falls by the wayside. And I'll bring JD back in here for this. I think we lost you there for a second. But as far as expectations for the Georgia football program, JD, and Gunnar Stockton, like, I think that he could be a pretty good player, but what say you?
I just like how he fits into their overall way of doing things. Like I cannot get out of my mind watching him get his block knocked off against Texas.
Yeah.
Neither can my daughter in the background. And she and she did not like it. And with that happening, I was like, man, isn't that just like the Georgia edge? Like Carson Beck's not eating off the floor. Like that to me is going to galvanize this team and kind of be a temperature setter for them overall. I just think he fits so much more the way that Georgia does things.
Yeah. And look, the guy who's going to eat off the floor. I think that is really what Gunnar Stockton's going to do. It's something that Carson Beck was never going to do. And Cole Kublik, we had him on the station on a Wednesday or Thursday. I can't remember, but he's talked a lot about how the team really embraced him when he was announced as the guy who's going to be coming off the bench for an injured Carson Beck. And they kind of got fired up, you know? And I think that there's something to that. It's something to the offseason workout plan where they're building up, and then you get into fall camp, and they kind of take on the persona of the quarterback. And I think Georgia is a team that's 54% underclassmen. They're flying under the radar right now, but I think if you have the Georgia Bulldogs in that situation, I think that makes them a very dangerous team, JD.
No, I completely agree. I mean, I think so much of who your quarterback is has got to be a fit culturally with what your football team is. Like it is the only position in sports where you walk into that huddle and every other individual, all 10 of those dudes, better believe in you. And if they don't believe in you, or if they have any second guessing, like, it's not going to make for success on the field. And it's cliche, and it sounds like motivational talk, something out of a David Goggins book, but like legitimately that is the case when it comes to, you know, winning at the highest level as Georgia expects to. So I'm so glad that's something we're all sort of squaring up on, is like, hey, this guy may not be a first round draft pick. He may not have like the arm talent of a Carson Beck.
Yeah.
You talk about fit for what Georgia is as a football team. Like, he definitely is much more of that. And I think that's kind of going to be the high tide that raises all boats.
JD, do you think that Texas should be the favorite in the SEC? They were picked to win the SEC by an overwhelming margin by the media. What do you think?
You know, can I say I get it?
Yeah.
I understand it. If I had been asked to make a prediction as to what the media was going to say, I would say probably that. Man, what, maybe it's the offseason talking. Maybe it's just this July heat getting to me. Maybe I'm sleep deprived because of our 8-month-old daughter. But man, like I love LSU with every fiber of my being. I know the quarterback. I like the head coach, I think, more than the average college football fan does. I like the DC. I like the continuity on the roster. There's so much to me where I look at LSU and I'm like, I don't understand why they're getting overlooked so heavily. I did not think they would be the favorite when you looked at these preseason, you know, media ballots whenever they got released in terms of the results. But to be at 4, that to me was a little bit of an eyebrow raise, Garrett.
Yeah, interesting. And I love LSU too. I think when I talked about them earlier in the show, if you're A-tier teams, they're right there in the thick. And I'm a little bit higher on Alabama just because I think the defense is really a step above. But, you know, that's why they play the game. And I think the SEC, that A-tier plus that B-tier, you're going to have 4 really, really good teams in SEC play. But whoever kind of irons themselves out in that B-tier really makes for a compelling SEC football season. And you know what? That means more views for us, right, JD?
You'd like to think so.
Yeah.
You'd like to think so. But it's funny, man. I feel like we always get, one way or another, we get some great stories out of just the magic that is the season. You know what I mean? Like last year, I did not see Indiana coming at all. I don't think anybody did. What Ashton Gentry was at Boise State. There's always a great story, wherever it's coming from. But yeah, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing if you and I ended up going a nice percentage on our preseason media ballots. I wouldn't be upset at that.
Love it, JD Pico. Thank you so much for joining me, man. Appreciate you.
Garrett, Chapman, Garrett, whatever I'm calling you, man, I appreciate you having me on. And always a pleasure, brother. Thanks again.
Thank you. Go give him a follow at JD Pickell on Twitter. Go check out his podcast. He does a really great job there as well. From On Three Sports, my man, JD. All right, when we get back, we still got a lot to get into. It's the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to continue our college football SEC Media Days discussion. You're coming off the bench with me right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.